For Blind Cool Tech, this is Valiant 8086 with the Random Image Podcast. Hello there, everybody. I got something the dog would like to say before we get started. If you'd ask me, I think that sounds like he wants something. Maybe he wants you guys to listen to this. The Random Image Podcast. If you'd like to visit our podcast on the web, it's at podcast.valiant8086.com. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast using your podcatcher, the address to do that is podcast.valiant8086.com/feed.xml. If you'd like to send us an email, the address to do that is podcast@valiant8086.com. Background music, courtesy magnatune.com. Website is at valiant8086.com. Howdy, everybody. Just got a new update to Talks 5.0 and decided to record the installation of it and playing with it and trying to get it to run. So that is what's coming right up. Thanks for listening. Enjoy. Okay, see if we can get Talks to install on the phone now.
Screensaver, AT&T window, Wednesday 3:31, menu window, folder applications, 5 of 9, P1. Options, P2, applications window, application manager, 5 of 20, P1. Options, P2, back, select, application manager window, installation files, 1 of 2, P1. Options, P2, exit, select, open. Installation files window, active file _1.43.2_60_3x_512kb138, P1. Options, P2, back, select, install.
This one is version 4.11.3, and I'm gonna update it to 5.0.3.
Along free dictaphone _S60_balance_S_timer_S6_real_60_speed_switch_S_eloquence_4_11_S_123.
There's a bunch of stuff in here. I may run down to them until I find the one for Talks, and Eloquence wasn't updated from the version that I had before, so I don't need to install that.
MS.61MB, English_S_header_English_S_RIS_R_Pod_S_Anti-Tech_60_3rd_Sys_Toy_Premium_T_Low_Stone_0.7MC_R_S_Mobile_Speed_Stone_0.6. Speed of 7, speed of 6, speed of 5, speed of 4. And alert me _beta2 on IPO4glide_S60spot_sig_spider_hawks3_hawks_5_hawks_311_5_hawks_400_11_3_hawks_400_3_hawks_500_3_sign.sys964kb.
Okay, that's the one we want. I'm gonna press select here.
Preparing installation 0%. Install Talks, signed, P1, yes, P2, no.
You don't have to disable the already installed version of Talks, just leave it running. So, select the file and take off.
Details, window, name, Talks, signed, right, version, 5.00, free, right, supplier, Nuance, application, size, unknown, format, Symbian, OS, trademark, type, application, certificates, Talks, signed, already exists. Replace version 4.11.3 with version 5.00.3, P1, okay, P2. Install 1003kb2, window, C, phone mem, free, 22.4mb, 1 of 3, P1, select, P2, details, window, name, Talks core version, _5.00, 2 right parenthesis supplier, Nuance application size, unknown format, Symbian OS trademark type, application certificates, new details.
I already pressed key 1 quite a while ago. It should be getting ready to install this.
Installing 0%, P2, cancel, 7%.
Looks like it closed Talks, So we are without speech until this gets finished.
Application window. Application manager. 5 of 20.
Okay, we should option, be running.
E2, back. Select. Open.
5.0.3 at this point.
Menu window. Folder applications. 5 of 9. AT&T window. Wednesday 3:31.
See if anything's open.
Open applications. Window. App. Manager. 1 of 4. Key yeah. 1. Select. Key 2. Cancel. Installation files window. Time machine 3RD181.SIS192KB27 of 38. P1. Optox_500_3_signed.sys964KB.
Okay, I think it would be a good idea to reboot. So I'm Switch holding off, down P1. The power button.
Okay, P2. Cancel.
Should be shut down right about now, and I'm going to hold down the power button again until it vibrates. Now it should boot up. There's a couple of changes mentioned in the change log, I think, for Tox. They said might have to reboot before they take effect. And I don't remember what they were, but I just went ahead and restarted anyway. Not worried about it. That way I don't have to take a chance whether or not some sort of problem I might run into would be due to just I hadn't rebooted yet. So should come back up in a minute.
Wednesday 3/31/2010. AT&T window. Wednesday 3/31/2010. P1. Contacts. P2. Clock. Select. Messaging.
Still waiting on it to get ready to use. It takes quite a while after it says that for me to be able to do anything with it. Excuse me. Just gonna press menu twice and see if anything happens. Yeah, see, it's not quite ready yet.
Menu window, there folder applications, 5 of 9, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open.
Sounds like it's getting connected now. I'm making a buzzing noise.
Settings, folder tools, Tox, folder code factory, Tox.
Can I go in here and see if we can see what's new?
Tox and Zoom's premium window, speech tab sheet 1 of 6, speech eloquence US English 1 of 10, P1, options, P2, exit.
Now one of the things that I know is new from reading the change log is, there's more audio settings that you can do. There's some application-specific things that you can have it switch synthesizers depending on which program you're in. And one of the things that excites me the most is you're going to be able to set its priority over top of the phone sounds or the other way around. And I think this might make it possible, hopefully, to begin again to use the tones on the phone, and I would like to hope that it will fade out the tones in eloquence or instead of eloquence with Tox. That way we can still hear what Tox says if we get an error message or something, because for me, if I got an error message, it would play the sound and then Tox would fade out eloquence, and you'd miss the message that it was saying. So and then you'd have to wait for it to fade back in, and you wouldn't be able to do any commands to get say the command again, because something else would have happened, like you'd have landed back in the window you started from and it would say that. So if you did the Tox pound thing to get it to read a previous message, it would say it would just read that window that you landed back in after the pop-up disappeared instead of letting you read the error message again. So you were basically SOL. That's why a lot of people disabled tones. So I'm really hoping that this might fix that, and I'm going to try to find it. I'm going to go ahead and down arrow all the way through this. I don't think there's a whole lot different here, but we'll see.
Tox and Zoom's premium window, speech tab sheet 1 of 6, speech eloquence US English 1 of 10, P1 volume, speed, spelling speed, pitch, P echo none, speak uppercase yes, use spelling alphabet no,
excuse me,
speak punctuation none, read numbers as digits, speech eloquence US English.
Okay, so they did take out the volume stuff because that is in the options menu. And I'm going to go look at that stuff in a minute, but I'm going to go ahead and right arrow and
advanced tab,
go down
through
read the advanced tab.
P1, options, P2, read list and read function keys all.
Okay, that's still the same.
Read list index ones, read subtitles always, verbose descriptions yes, mute on key lock no, cursor mode words, T9 key echo yes, echo passwords yes, Tox key timeout 2S, Tox mode timeout 2S, full list items yes, progress update every 3S. Choose Tox key default. Echo function keys no. Read text status yes. Mute during the call always.
Now this is new. Apparently you can have it unmute Tox if you're in a call after a certain amount of time. Let me see how this does. I'm going to press select here and see what it...
Mute during the call. Checked item always. Key 1.
See what our options are.
Mute during the call. Never.
Okay, we can never do it.
Mute during the call. For 3S only.
For 3 seconds.
Mute during the call. For 5S only.
5 seconds.
Mute during the call. For 10S only.
10 seconds.
Mute during the call. Checked item always.
Always. And that's what it was set to by default. I mean, in older versions of Tox, 4.11.3 and 4.0. Whatever it was, and 3.5 or whatever that version, every version that I've had so far, you couldn't change this. You could not change it, to make that clear. And the way it worked was when you got in a call, Tox was muted, and it looked like you couldn't use the phone, which you could. You could unmute Tox and go ahead and do some stuff. You could write, take some notes while somebody was talking to you, or you could go through manage your call, you know, call somebody else and make it through a conference type thing, or you could add a contact, you know, do whatever you wanted to with Tox while in the middle of a call with somebody. So now you can have it
mute during the call, never.
You can come in here and set it to never, and that way I'm assuming when you do get a call, Tox just doesn't mute, so it's still there ready to go, which I don't think I'm gonna do, because when you answer your call, I think it's going to pop up a window, and I think Tox would read it, and I wouldn't be able to hear what the person was saying until it finished. So I'm going to try the 3 seconds thing.
Mute during the call for 3S only.
I'm going to try that and see. No, actually, I'm going to set it to 10 seconds.
Mute during the call for 5S only. Mute during the call for 10S only.
So that'll give me plenty of time to say howdy, how are you, whatever, and exchange greetings. And by golly, if I want to, I don't have to unmute Tox to use it anymore. I'm going to try to use that and see if it... See if Eloquence ends up interrupting us and I have to say what, you know. We're going to see how bad that turns out.
Advanced tab sheet 2 of 6. Mute during the call for 10S only. Key 1. Option read function keys all. Read list index ones.
And we're back up to the top of the advanced tab, so I'm going to right arrow.
Automation tab sheet 3 of 6. Caller ID off. Key 1. Options. Key 2.
I don't think there's anything new in here, so I'm going to arrow up until we get back to caller ID.
New messages don't read. Repeat caller ID every 3S. Caller ID off.
Yeah, nothing new in here.
User dictionary tab sheet 406. App manager greater than application manager. Text P1. Option.
They did say they made some more dictionary entries for U.S. English. I'm not sure how that's going to turn out. Well, I don't know what all they've added. I don't know if there's anything already in here or what.
Wed greater than Wednesday. Toolbar greater than toolbar. Southwest update greater than software update. Sun greater than Sunday. Sat greater than Saturday. Precip greater than chance of precipitation. P cloudy greater than partly cloudy. M sunny greater than mostly sunny. Mon greater than Monday. Homepage greater than homepage. Freedom scientific greater than freedom scientific. Degree F slash greater than degrees Fahrenheit. Degree F greater than degrees Fahrenheit. Adam T greater than AT&T app. Manager greater than application manager.
This stuff looks like all the things that I've added in myself, so I don't think this is going to help us any. They probably added some stuff, but I can't look and see what it is right now, it looks like, so...
Icons tab sheet 506-0028B216.
And they did mention something about making it easier to distribute user-created icons for an application. And I don't know anything about that, I just know that it said that in the changelog.
Rail tab sheet 606. Rail none. P1.
And they changed it so that talks long at call. In just a minute. That didn't work as expected. Just a second here.
Output is rail. Tox and Zoom's premium window.
I'm gonna try that again.
The output is none. None. Output is rail. Tox and Zoom's premium window. Rail tab sheet 6. Output is none. None. It is 7:28 p.m. on March 31st, 2010.
What? Cool.
It is 7:28 p.m. on March 31st, 2010.
Pretty neat. You can press Tox and then just press the send key and it will tell you what time it is. That's neat because I won't have to open the slider up now and hit Tox 9. If you press Tox and long end, it turns braille on and off. I don't know what it does if you press Tox and just tapping the end key doesn't do anything. So, and Tox clear still mutes and unmutes this thing.
Mute it, yes. Mute is no.
And you can hold it down to go a step further and unload something. I don't know what I just did.
Tox and Zoom's premium window. Rail tab.
Yeah, it looks like it's working. Let me try that again.
Talks at Zoom rail done. 1-4.
Yeah, shut up. So that's that. Now I'm gonna arrow all the way back over to the
Advanced tab sheet 2 of 6. Speech tab sheet 1 of 6.
Speech tab, and I'm gonna press key 1 for options, and I'm gonna go down through there and see if we can figure out what that audio stuff is.
Audio settings 2 of 9. Key 1.
Boy, that was hard. First option. Before we go in there, I'm gonna go down through the rest of it and see if there's anything else that's new.
View, submenu, register, submenu.
I'm gonna look in view real quick.
View, submenu, talks and zooms. Checked item talks only, zooms only, talks and zooms.
Okay, that's all the same as it used to be.
View, submenu, register, submenu, SMS news, submenu, disable talks, license, about, exit, show open apps, audio settings.
Okay, everything else is the same. I'm gonna press select on audio settings and we're gonna explore that.
Talks and Zooms premium window, audio settings, phone speaker, 1 of 2, P1, options, P2, back.
I think this will set it whether you want Talks to go through the earpiece or the loudspeaker. Let's see how this works.
Phone speaker, volume outside of call, P1, options, P2, back. Volume factor outside of call, 100%. Volume outside of call.
Okay, I was wrong. This is, when you set the phone speaker, I guess this is what you're gonna... the setting you're gonna get when you have it set to phone speaker, and I might be able to explain that better in a minute. So, volume outside of a call, how loud is eloquence gonna be when you're not in a call? Let's see how this works.
Volume outside of call, 5, P1, okay, P2, cancel. Volume outside of call, set volume outside of call, phone speaker, volume factor outside of call, 100%.
Okay. I usually set this to 125.
Volume factor outside of call. Check item 100%. Keep volume factor outside of call. 125%. Phone speaker. Volume during the call.
And you can have talks to get quieter while you're in the middle of a call. And...
volume during the call. 5. Volume during the volume factor during the call. 100%. Volume factor during the phone speaker. Volume speech delay 0.05s.
We need to set this to 0.
Speech delay. Check item 0.05s. Speech delay 0s. Speech delay, default delay. Speech delay, 0s. Speech delay, default delay. Speech delay, 0s. Phone speaker. Speech delay, 0s. Keep volume outside of call. Speech delay, 0s. Volume outside of call. Speech delay, 0s. Speech delay, check item 0. Speech delay, default phone speaker. Speech delay, volume outside of call. Speech delay, default delay. Volume outside of call. Speech delay, default delay.
I was just trying to figure out if default is any worse or better than 0s.
Volume outside of call. Speech delay, default delay, speech delay, checked item default, speech delay, phone speaker, speech delay 0s, volume factor during the speech delay 0s, volume outside of call.
I think 0s might be a little bit quicker.
Speech delay 0s, volume outside of call.
I can't really tell.
Volume factor outside of call 125%.
Okay, let's see what else. Press key 2, now let's see what else is in here.
Headset. Phone speaker. Headset. Phone speaker.
Headset. Now...
headset. Headset, volume outside of call, P1, options, P2, back. Volume factor outside of call, 100%.
I wonder what Talks considers a headset. Would that be like a Bluetooth headset, or would that be anything plugged into the headset jack, like the mixer is right now? Interesting concept there.
Volume outside of call, speech delay 0.05s, volume factor, speech delay 0. Speech delay 0s. Speech delay, default delay, speech delay, 0 headset, speech delay 0s, P volume factor during the call 100%.
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
Audio settings, phone speaker, P1.
Just for like your Bluetooth headset, I'm assuming. Okay, let's see here.
Speech tab sheet 106, speech eloquence US English, P1,
options. I closed that a little bit too far. Try that again.
Audio settings, 2 of 9, talks and zooms premium window, audio settings, phone speaker, 1 of 2, P1, op headset.
Okay, that must be everything. Everything new is to see. Excuse me.
Headset. Volume outside of call. P1. Options. P2. Back. Exit. 2 of 2. Show open apps. Exit. Menu window. Talks. 8 of 9. AT&T window. Wednesday 3/31/2010. P1. Volume is 6. Volume is 7. Volume is 5. Speed is 6. Speed is 7. Speed is 9. Speed is 9.
Gonna unplug the thing really fast and see if it's still the same.
Menu window. Folder applications. 5 of 9. Folder music.
Yeah, I think it... I think that is headset would be like a Bluetooth headset, not anything plugged into the
default enhancement headphones, use phone microphone
2.5
window, folder music,
or
folder 9,
whatever
options,
the 8-inch jacks or you know, whatever that stuff is.
Menu window folder applications 5 of 9.
Yeah. No, I don't know how. How did they do the priority stuff?
Folder music. Folder applications. Settings. Folder tools. Talks.
I don't see that anywhere.
Talks and Zoom premium window. Speech tab sheet 106. Speech eloquence US English. 1 of 10. Read numbers as digits. Speed punctuation none. New spelling alphabet. Speed uppercase S. Yes. None. Fifth.
Can I try to find
audio
that?
Settings. 2 of 9. P1. New. Submenu. Audio settings. Talks and Zoom premium window. Audio settings. Phone speaker. 1 of 2. P1. Options. P headset. Phone speaker. Phone speaker. Volume outside of call. P1. Options. P2. Volume factor outside of call. 1. Volume during the call. Volume factor during the call. Speech delay 0S. Volume outside of call. Speech delay 0S. Volume outside of call. Audio settings. Phone speaker. P1. Options. P2. Back.
I don't see anything like that.
Headset. Speech tab sheet 106. Speech eloquence US English. P1. Menu window. Talks. 8 of 9. AT&T window. Wednesday 3:30 P1. Contacts. Menu window. Folder applications. 5 of 9. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Select. Open. Folder music. Calculator. Recorder. Folder other. Folder code factory. AT&T window. Wednesday 3:31:2010.
Have to look into that, I guess.
Menu window. Folder applications. Folder calculator. Folder. Folder code factory. Talks. Folder tools. AT&T window. Wednesday 3:31:2010. P1. Contacts. P2. Clock. Select. Messaging.
Should work with email on the N86 and the calendar on the E72 and one other phone. So the new Nokia email thing that's on third edition phones any oil. That's on the N86 and some the same email client if it was on other phones. Should work with that to some degree. Me, I'm going to keep using Emma's because according to the way they explained it, I think Emma's is still going to work better. So that's that. I think that's everything. I was unable to figure out how you do the priority thing, but yeah, maybe that's application specific. Let me see something here.
Talks and Zoom premium window. Speech tab sheet 106. Speech eloquence US English. 1 of 10. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Advanced tab sheet 206. Read function keys all. P1. Options. P2. Exit. Automation tab sheet 306. Caller ID off. P1. Options. User dictionary tab sheet 406. No data. Text. P1. Automation tab sheet 306. Speech tab sheet 106. App specific settings. 2 of 10. P1. Select. P2. Talks and Zoom premium window. Standby. Using only standard settings. P1. Options. P2. Back. Add app specific value. 2 of 3. P1. Add setting window. Screen mode. 1 of 27. P1. OK. P2. Zoom factor. Auto fit focus. Color processing. Invert colors. Scrolling speed. Auto scroll delay. Speech. Volume. Speech.
Yeah, this works.
Talks and Zoom premium window. Standby. Speech eloquence US English. 1 of 1. P1. Options. P2. Back.
Okay, there where you can change what voice it uses when on the standby screen.
Speech tab sheet 106. Speed volume. Speed. Spelling speed. Pitch. P-echo none. Speed punctuation none. Read numbers as digits. Speech eloquence US English. Volume. Speech eloquence US English. Volume. Speed. Spelling speed. Pitch. P-echo none. Speed uppercase S. New spelling alphabet O. Speed punctuation none. Read numbers as digits. Speech eloquence US English. Read numbers as digits. Speed punctuation none. New spelling alphabet O. Speed uppercase S. Echo none. Pitch.
Okay, I still don't see this priority stuff.
Spelling speed, speed, volume. Speech eloquence USA, read numbers as digits. Speed punctuation none.
That may be...
Advanced tab sheet 206. Read function keys all. P1. Options. P2. Speech tab sheet 106. Speech eloquence US English. P1. Options. Volume.
That may be something specific to...
App specific settings. 2 of 10. P1. Select. P2. Talks and Zoom premium window. Standby. Speech eloquence US English. 1 of 1. P1. Options. Add app specific value. 2 of 4. P1. Select. P2. Cancel. Add setting window. Screen mode. 1 of 26. P1. Auto zoom factor. Auto fit focus. Color processing. Invert color. Scrolling speed. Auto scroll volume. P-echo. Uppercase. New spelling alphabet. Speed punctuation. Read numbers as. Read function keys. Read list index. Read subtitles. Verbose descriptions. Verb mode. T9 P-echo. Echo passwords. T9 P-echo. Cursor mode. T9 P-echo. Echo passwords. Full list items. Progress update. Mute. Echo function.
Aha.
Auto priority.
See, when I went into speech earlier to see what that was, I come back out and it put me back in the talks window instead of in the application specific thing. So that's why I couldn't find it. So there you go to app specific settings. You gotta go to an application like the standby screen and you press talks and hold down key 1 for a while, or you can just press star. And when it comes up, go press key 1, go to application specific settings and arrow down to
audio priority.
That, and we'll press select and see what's going on in here.
Talks and Zoom premium window. Standby. Audio priority. Priority 1. 2 of 2. P1. Options. P2. Back. Audio priority. Check item priority 1. P1. Okay. P2. Audio priority. Priority 2. Audio priority. Check item priority 1. Audio priority. Priority 2.
Okay. Interesting concept. How that's gonna work now.
Standby. Audio priority. Priority 1. P1. Speech tab sheet. AT&T window. Wednesday 3:31:2010.
I see got something interesting to think about here. Let's see something.
Mute yes.
I'm muting talks. I'm gonna leave it for a minute. I'm gonna open up the menu and I've got background music that plays in the menu. Let's see if it still works. Looks like it may have been disabled. Give me a minute here.
Mute is low. Headset, Bluetooth on 3G, network 3 bars, AT&T, battery 7 bars. calculator, folder music, folder applications, settings, folder tools, settings.
Go to settings.
Settings window, general, 1-4, P1, general. Options, general window, tab key, 1-4, personalization window,
personalization.
Display, P1, options,
now I'm going to go to themes, I think.
Standby mode, tones, themes.
Yeah.
Theme window, general, 107, P1, options, key menu view, standby, wallpaper, standby.
No, I don't think so.
Personalization window, tab sheet, themes, 4-8, tones. Tones window, normal, ringing tone 1-20, red alert on MP3, video call tone, space with the ringtone, say caller's name, ringing type, ringing volume, message alert tone, pom-pom, email alert tone, signal,
IAE, personalization window, tab sheet.
Themes, language, voice commands, pitch stand, notification lights, pitch stand, voice commands, language, themes.
Go back in here again.
Theme window, general, 107, P1, options, P2, back, select, open audio themes, call image.
Ha-ha.
Audio themes. Audio themes, tab sheet 707, active audio theme space, P1, options, P2, call events, select, open messaging of calendar events, battery events, enhancement events, menu events, phone handling events, active audio theme space, select, call events, select, open messaging events.
Gotta figure out how to enable,
call events, messaging events, calendar events,
tones again,
battery events, enhancement events, menu events, phone handling events, audio themes, general, audio themes, call image, power saver, wallpaper, standby, menu view, general, personalization window, tab sheet, themes, 4 tones, P1, standby mode, tones, tones window, normal, ringing tone, warning tones off, keypad tones level 3. Warning tones off. Warning tones on.
I think I need to turn that on now.
Personalization window. Tab sheet. Tones. General window. Tab sheet. Settings window. General. 1-4. Menu window. Settings. Signal yes.
He talks again. Now that's working better. Just let my slider open and shut now. See if it starts playing the menu music. Yep. Now, this probably won't give us a very good result, but get back out of there again, and I'm gonna enable
Musical.
Unmute talks. Go back to the menu again.
Menu window, folder applications, 509, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open.
And no music because priority is set to 1. I'm gonna set it to 2 for menu and see what happens. I think what's gonna happen is the music will come on and it'll silence Eloquence, and if I try to do anything, Eloquence will start talking, but it'll stop the music. So we'll see what happens here. Give me just a second to think here. Okay, talks, star.
Talks and Zoom premium window.
Select on app specific settings, and I'm going to start from the bottom because I think it's closer to the bottom. Can I arrow up to priority? Maybe. Come on, good grief.
Using only standard settings.
Oh, okay, I need to go.
Add app specific value, 203, P1, select, P2, cancel.
Up here to,
exit. Show open apps. Exit.
Add
app specific value.
There you go.
App setting window. Screen mode. 127. P1. Okay. P2. Audio priority. Retext status. Audio priority.
Yeah.
Talks and Zoom.
Put it down there when you get there. Audio priority is the very bottom one, so it'll be the first one you got to. And we're going to set it to... nothing.
Audio priority. Priority 1. Add app specific value. 204. P1. Select. P2. Reset value to standard. Exit. Talks and Zoom premium window, menu, audio, audio priority, check item priority 1, P1, audio priority, priority 2, menu, audio priority, priority 2, P1, options, P2, back. Add app specific value, 2 reset value to exit, P1, show open apps, talks and Zoom premium window, menu, audio speech tab, P1, menu window, folder applications, 509, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open. AT&T window, Wednesday 3, menu window, folder applications, 509, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open. Folder music, calculator, recorder, AT&T window, Wednesday 3, menu window, folder applications. Talks and Zoom premium window, speech tab, P1 of tab specific settings, talks and Zoom premium window, menu, audio priority, priority 2, 101, P1, options, P2, back.
Okay, that doesn't seem to be working too great.
Menu window, folder applications, 509. Headset, Bluetooth on 3G, network 3 bars, AT&T, battery 7 bars. AT&T window, Wednesday 3, 31, contacts, P2, headset, Bluetooth on 3G, network 3 bars, AT&T, battery 7 bars. Menu window, folder applications, AT&T window, Wednesday 3, 31, 2010, P1, menu window, folder applications, folder music, calculator, recorder, folder other, folder code factory, folder other, recorder.
I didn't think about that one. That's got the best of me for now. I don't know what it's going to do, but give us something to... I could try that. I'm gonna make talk say something, and then I'm going to slide the slider shut.
Menu window, recorder, 209, P1, options, P2, exit, select, open.
See, it said to priority 1, or 2... but it still didn't play that sound when I closed the slider, so I think it's a little bit different than I thought it would be. anyway, I believe that pretty much wraps this up. Let's see if I can find a Braille Plus. Okay, here we go.
Save it.